Language Course, Book 24, Tape 1A. Open your books to the Language Laboratory activities for Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat these words and sentences.
Number 1. Cement. Cement. Cement is a gray substance you mix with water. It hardens when it dries. Cement is also a sticky substance used to join two things. Number 2. Concrete. Concrete. When you mix water, cement, and rocks, you make concrete. Number 3. Pour. Pour. Tell the workers to pour the cement right now. Number 4. Iron. Iron. Iron is a hard metal which rusts. Number 5. Alloy. Alloy. An alloy is a mixture of two metals, or a metal and a non-metal. Number 6. Steel. Steel. Steel is a well-known alloy. It is made of iron mixed with carbon, nickel, or another substance. Number 7. Mineral. Mineral. Salt, silver, and diamonds are minerals. Number 8. Mine. Mine. A mine is a hole in the earth from which mineral ore is taken. Number 9. Ore. Ore. Ore is rock which contains minerals. Number 10. Liquefy. Liquefy. If you heat up a metal to a high temperature, it'll liquefy. Number 11. Solidify. Solidify. Cooling down liquid metal will cause it to solidify.
Now go to Figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs as you read them silently.
A mining museum is being built near the old copper mine. The concrete foundation has already been put in. Steel and iron are being used to support the new building. The cement floors were poured today. They will solidify and harden soon. The people of the town want to remember the days when the mine, rich in copper ore, made their small town famous. After the ore was processed, the townspeople made many objects by heating the metal until it liquefied, then pouring it into different shapes. But the mineral is hardly present in the mine anymore. In fact, no one has mined copper in over 50 years. The mining museum will honor the history of the town.
Now answer these questions about the paragraphs, then repeat the correct answers.
What is being built near the old copper mine? Repeat. A mining museum is being built near the old copper mine. What is the foundation made of? Repeat. The foundation is made of concrete. What is being used to support the building? Repeat. Steel and iron are being used to support the new building. What will happen when the floors solidify? Repeat. They will harden. What mineral ore was extracted from the mine? Repeat. Copper ore was extracted from the mine. Can solid copper be poured into molds? Repeat. No, it has to be liquefied first. Is copper still found in the mine? Repeat. No. There's hardly any copper left in the mine. How long has it been since copper was last mined? Repeat. It's been more than 50 years since copper was last mined.
Close your books. We're going to repeat pairs of words with similar spellings. One of the words has a silent E and the other one doesn't. Repeat the words.
Bath, bathe. Bit, bite. Car, care. Tim, time. Van, vain. Plan, plain. Not, note. Far, fair. Sam, same. Hat, hate.
Now open your book. Say the words in Figure 3, then repeat them with the correct pronunciation. Notice that the silent E affects the way a word is pronounced. Say the words after you hear the number.
Number 1. Repeat. Bath, bathe. Number 2. Repeat. Bit, bite. Number 3. Repeat. Car, care. Number 4. Repeat. Tim, time. Number 5. Repeat. Van, vain. Number 6. Repeat. Plan, plain. Number 7. Repeat. Not, note. Number 8. Repeat. Far, fair. Number 9. Repeat. Sam, same. Number 10. Repeat. Hat, hate.
Go to figure 4. Look at the pairs of words. Listen to one of the words, then circle the word you hear.
Number 1. Fine. Number 2. Hop. Number 3. Rat. Number 4. Shine. Number 5. Cod. Number 6. Stripe. Number 7. Ripe. Number 8. Tap. Number 9. Fate. Number 10. Sight.
Listen to the words again.
Number 1. Fine. Number 2. Hop. Number 3. Rat. Number 4. Shine. Number 5. Cod. Number 6. Stripe. Number 7. Ripe. Number 8. Tap. Number 9. Fate. Number 10. Sight.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is fine. F-I-N-E. Number 2 is hop. H-O-P. Number 3 is rat. R-A-T. Number 4 is shine. S-H-I-N-E. Number 5 is cod. C-O-D. Number 6 is stripe. S-T-R-I-P-E. Number 7 is ripe. R-I-P-E. Number 8 is tap. T-A-P. Number 9 is fate. F-A-T-E. Number 10 is sight. S-I-T-E.
Go to figure 5. Repeat these words and sentences.
Number 1. Construct. Construct. Early settlers had to construct their houses near rivers. Number 2. Extensive. Extensive. 1,000 acres is an extensive piece of land. Number 3. Fixed. Fixed. The chairs can't be moved. They're fixed to the floor. Number 4. Comparatively. Comparatively. 4 months to construct a house is a comparatively short time. Number 5. Utilize. Utilize. Rocks, sticks, and mud are some of the materials which were utilized to build houses. Number 6. Erect. Erect. Houses were erected near rivers. Number 7. Source. Source. Rivers are the source of water for many farming areas. Number 8. Turn into. Turn into. As towns grew, they turned into cities.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to a paragraph. Then listen to it again and write the missing words. Listen.
Many towns and cities were constructed after people began to farm. Extensive farming meant that they had to stay in one place, all or most of the time, to take care of their crops and animals. Houses fixed in one location lasted a comparatively longer period of time and became more common than movable houses. Since water had to be utilized in farming, groups of houses were erected near a source of water. These groups of houses became the first towns, and as they grew, they turned into the first cities.
Listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words.
Many towns and cities were constructed after people began to farm. Extensive farming meant that they had to stay in one place, all or most of the time, to take care of their crops and animals. Houses, fixed in one location, lasted a comparatively longer period of time and became more common than movable houses. Since water had to be utilized in farming, groups of houses were erected near a source of water. These groups of houses became the first towns, and as they grew, they turned into the first cities.
Let's check your spelling.
Number 1 is constructed. CONSTRUCTED. Number 2 is extensive. Capital E. Extensive. Number 3 is fixed. Fixed. Number 4 is comparatively. Comparatively. Number 5 is utilized. UTILIZED. Number 6 is erected. ERECTED. Number 7 is source. S-O-U-R-C-E. Number 8 is turned into T-U-R-N-E-D, turned. I-N-T-O, into.
Look at figure 6 again and answer some questions. Try to use the words you wrote in your answers.
What happened when people began to farm? Repeat. Many towns and cities were constructed. What made them stay in one place all or most of the time? Repeat. Extensive farming made them stay in one place all or most of the time. What kind of houses became more common? Repeat. Houses fixed in one location became more common than movable houses. Where were these houses built? Repeat. They were erected near a source of water. What happened to these groups of houses? Repeat. They turned into the first towns and cities.
Look at figure 7. This is a diagram of a teepee. Teepees were the movable homes of the Plains Indians, who were hunters, not farmers. They carried their homes with them as they traveled. Listen to the questions and select the answers. Circle the letter next to the best choice.
Number 1. What does the outside pole support? Number 2. What holds the poles together at the top? Number 3. What do the pegs hold? Number 4. What is the cover made of?
Check your answers.
Number 1 is A. The outside pole supports the smoke flap. Number 2 is B. A hide rope holds the poles together at the top. Number 3 is A. The pegs hold the cover to the ground. Number 4 is A. The cover is made of animal skins.
This is the end of tape 1A, book 24.